music from Broadcast on the only radio station in Savannah, Georgia, USA, that will broadcast a broadcast song. My name's John. The show's called Here It Is Tomorrow. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. Broadcasting live from just a few yards away from Troop Square in the National Landmark Historic District, the now threatened Priority 1 threatened National Landmark District. And that set, right there again, music from Broadcast. We heard, before we begin, from the record called Ha Ha Sound, released on the Warp label back in 2003. Before that, before Broadcast, we heard Last Broadcast by the Sound Carriers on a record called Celeste that they released in 2010 on the Melodic record label. Preceding that, Creation by Beyond the Wizard Sleeve. That's from a 2016 fantasy sound release called The Soft Bounce. We started the set off with Stereolab. Diagonals was the one we heard from Dots and Loop. Dots and Loops released on Elektra in 1997. Thank you to my old friend Jim for pointing me out a cool little five-minute documentary on that record, which I believe is that band's best. So thanks for that, Jim. Inspired me to play. Oops. Microphone got away from me. It inspired me to play Stereolab. Not that it takes a lot to do that. Quick message for you. The Tunes and Brews concert is our biggest party of the year here at the radio station. It's on April the 28th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Southbound Brewing. This year's concert will feature visiting musicians Dead Neighbors from Athens and Teen Divorce from Jacksonville, Florida. Local musicians on stage will include our very own Josephine Johnson, Clay Hodges, and Nancy Druid, featuring Ian McCarthy, who you know and love from the Sunday night program called In the Pocket. Also have great visual art, sizzling food, and of course your favorite locally made specialty beers from Southbound. All proceeds will help Savannah's only community radio station. That's us. Got it? WRUU. Ticket information is available at WRUU.org. Tunes and Brews, mark your calendar, April 28th, 6 to 10 at Southbound on Lathrop Avenue. Hooray. So please, if you have not donated to the station, that'd be a good way to make a donation, sort of, by going to that. Or you can go to WRUU.org. All the voices you hear here on your radio station, your community radio station, are those of volunteers. No one gets paid, but that doesn't mean this radio station is free. We need money for electricity, tower rental, engineering services, life support systems, all that stuff. Because we want to be the place where you tune in to hear Eugene McDaniel's tracks from 1971 like this one.
Is back. The Lord is on the train. He's riding the rails to resurrection. The Lord is black. His mood is in the rain. The people have called. He's come in to make corrections. You can hear his voice blowing in the wind. Yeah, yeah. He's mad, his disposition's mean. He's traveling the road to mass destruction. Poor hearts, be glad, you know your troubles have been seen. He promised he would make power reductions. Revelations tells us that the time is near. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better pay attention to the gets a bad connection. The Lord.
There's talk of corruption, of system and state. There's talk of destruction by warheads and hate. Friends, we must believe in something, or soon it will be too late. Why not believe in the superstar?
Ronnie Foster right here on WRULP, Savannah, Georgia, USA, Earth. That's right. Started off the set with a great one. The Lord is Back from Eugene McDaniels from a 1971 record called, get this, Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse, released on Atlantic in 1971. I know I've played that one before on this show, and I think I played it when I was filling in for Ian on In the Pocket. A favorite, for sure, The Lord is Back. After that, music from the Roy Ayers Ubiquity, we heard He's a Superstar from a 1972 Polydor release called He's Coming. Superstar, I read something about, there's a TV show or something that was on the air recently. After that, Dexter Wansel brought us Life on Mars from the LP of the same name, released on the amazing Philadelphia International Records label in 1976, Dexter Wansel. And Ronnie Foster brought us back down to earth with Mystic Brew from the Two-Headed Freep. That's F-R-E-A-P, the Two-Headed Freep, released on Blue Note in 1972. And as Ike Carter might say, that brings us up to date. Voting is now open for Connect Savannah's annual Best of Savannah Readers Poll, and WRUU is on the ballot. Help 107.5 FM join the ranks of something by voting for us in the Best Local Radio Station category. For details and voting, visit ConnectSavannah.com. As always, thank you for listening and supporting WRUU. That's for sure. Thank you for listening and supporting the only station that's playing LPs called The Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse and Two-Headed Freep. That's right. WRUU. That's it. I'll be here till 8 o'clock, and then don't forget the rest of our amazing Thursday night lineup. Pat's right after me with Crucial Rhythms for your reggae music. And then at their new time, 9 o'clock, Big Tex and Ham Sud bring you Rigor Mortis. Tonight they're doing a swing music special, neo-swing, so a late 20th or 21st century swing, could that be? Find out at 9 p.m. And world music at 10, and then Joe Frank at 11 p.m. Right here on your community radio station. Let's get back into the musical recordings with something from Black Moth, Super Rainbow.
That is what our knowledge amounts to.
I see.
What do you call it?
Thank you.
WLP Savannah Soundings programming is made possible by support from the 2018 Savannah Music Festival, which runs from March 29th through April 14th, 2018, presenting an all-day festival finale at Trustee's Garden on April 14th with Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Gillian Welch, Mark Broussard, Brent Cobb, Velvet Caravan with Jessica Ann Best, and more. Information at savannahmusicfestival.org.
Thank you, Orlando, for that important announcement about the Savannah Music Festival. Hey, I heard that the local bicycle advocacy group is doing free valet parking for bicycles at that show. So, you know, parking's going to be a hassle, so why not ride your bike? And shout out to the New Standard Cycles crew working right now over at Savannah Bicycle Campaign, fixing up bikes for people in need. Very good. Hey, guess what? Pat's here with Crucial Rhythms, so it's going to be reggae time in just a minute, but let me recap what we have been listening to for the last 15 minutes or so. We started the set with music from Black Moth, Super Rainbow. We heard Twin of Myself from a record called Extra Flavor, Dandelion Gum Era Sessions, which you would expect to be on Grayface, but it actually is on the Rad Cult label, released in 2011. Right after that, music from T.W. Walsh, we heard Public Radio from a record called Fruitless Research, released in 2016. And that one is on Savannah's on Grayface Records. The books followed T.W. Walsh. We heard A True Story of a Story of True Love from an amazing record called The Lemon of Pink, originally out on the German Tom Lab label back in 2003. After A True Story of a Story of True Love, we heard Eros by Tortoise from their 2000 Thrill Jockey release called Standards. So that's it for me. Pat's up next with Crucial Rhythms. We'll get you in the mood right now. Here's music from Holly Cook.
She loves the rumba.